Formatsi. Hacknet.
Formatsi. Hacknet.
Hacknet.
Formatsi. Hacknet.
My name's Ian Keefe. I'm an artist. I work with digital media made on recycled computers, what people generally term as glitch art, which basically lives online or occasionally breaks out into spaces like FUBAR. I used computer monitors when I was painting to work out details in stuff that I was painting. So I started collecting cameras and I started noticing faults on some of the cameras that I bought. And that sparked my curiosity. Like a computer or a camera malfunctioning actually was more interesting than the paintings I was making. So that's kind of how I started. At the moment, I'm working on a problem that kind of arose out of a project that veterans had for a couple of years, which is basically about making some kind of server which you can just throw loads of images into and it'll glitch them automatically in a certain way. And I've come up against a technical problem in the script that I'm writing to cure that, or to make that happen. I can do it one way, but this is what happens a lot with what I do, noticing a problem and then working a way around it, or noticing that something malfunctions in a certain way and leveraging that to make more work with. So a lot of what I do at the moment actually arises out of conversations I have with Vedran and Dina through the Glitch Lab process. The ideas that they have tie in quite nicely with the areas of inquiry that I have at the moment. So it's kind of very fruitful. They say, oh yes, we want to do this. And I go, how do we do this? Right, so yeah. The theme for last year's residency was the ethics of sources. What's that topic about? It's really about considering what we do as artists technologically and the implications that that has. So, for example, a lot of glitch art is made from supposedly found sources, and those sources themselves can either be copyrighted, non-copyrighted, they could be published under a Creative Commons license. So it's thinking about issues around that and the choices that we make, the material that we use, and then further on, how we present that material. The big things with glitch art that I've kind of always had a problem with, when people start getting into it, they start sourcing stuff from porn, and there's implications around that, like of exploitation, so on and so forth. But then also, if you look at the whole topic of copyright and remix culture as well, I mean, at what point does you taking an image and remixing that into glitch art become your own work, and at what point can somebody make a copyright claim against that? Just issues around that, basically. So when we make art, to consider the ramifications of the sources that we take and how we present it.
Format C. Hacknet.
Hacknet. Hacknet.
Hack Lab put out a call for talks and presentations for last year, because obviously everybody had to work from home. Then I replied with a proposal. I put forward a proposal outlining what I would actually be talking about. So from there, once that was accepted, I basically had to run through each part of the proposal and put together a separate presentation for each day. So I think it was 6 days plus 7th day, which would be performance, which would demonstrate in real time what I actually do. Originally, my idea was that I'd actually do each day, covering each topic that I wanted to cover on each day, live from my computer. So it would literally be me working on my computer, talking about how I went through each process. Originally, where I got the sources from, how I treated the sources, what you could do with them, where you could post them, all the rest of that. But because of the bandwidth problem, again, living in rural Ireland can be a bit of a problem for bandwidth. Not now, but I then had to basically look at each day's topic, divide that into videos as if I was actually doing a live talk. So I made something like 30 or 40 individual tiny little videos, posted those to YouTube. So when I came back to do each day's presentation, I could talk. I had a guide script for each day. I could talk about what I was talking about and then pull the example from YouTube to show live at that point, as if I was going through the process of each process and explaining it or doing it live. So it's kind of complicated in the end. Residences are good because it takes you out of your normal comfort zone and exposes you to other influences and other people. And that's why they're good. You get, like, traditionally you'd go into a big organization or you'd travel to an organization and work within that organization. I mean, a lot of the people who turned up on the days I'd met during FUBAR in 2019. So in some ways it was reacquainting me with those people, which was good because I feel a strong connection to what Dina and Vedra and HackLab and the whole Zagreb scene are doing, more so than anywhere else, because it is part of a bigger international scene. So it made me more reconnected to that. It made me think more about how to present material to people as well. I don't think I can really compare an online residency to a real life residency, because I interact a lot through the internet because of where I live. And I feel a strong kinship with people on the internet through that medium. And it's as real to me as it would be in real life in some ways. Does that make sense? It's a connecting medium. To me, it's more important than the traditional to talk about things in traditional terms. The whole idea of residency is to throw yourself into a new situation. And I think an online thing more gives you the space to work continuously and for people to see you working continuously and to join you at those points in time. I think it's more important as a meeting rather than you going to a new situation. It is a new situation online. It draws more people in to your kind of circle of working, but I think it's actually more real, I think, in some ways than a real residency. I don't know, it's difficult. I think we need to find new terms to define a lot of what we do online. Something Dina said the other day, like through the pandemic, people who wouldn't traditionally use the internet, moving onto the internet more and more, and seeing it as an alternative, but seeing it as second best, whereas to me, I see it as first best. If the traditional residency is all about exposing yourself to new influences and looking at things in new ways, online is more, to me, it's more important because I can just go to one place or another place online and I can talk to people there about a way of looking at a piece of work or a technique quicker than I could going to a new place physically and talking to somebody there. Just because, you know, it's the thing that we've always done. I much prefer this way, definitely. The art establishment as such defines an artist generally as somebody who's gone through a period of education, has achieved, say, a degree in fine art, then gone to a master's, and has worn a very careful career path. I mean, that's the traditional way of teaching. So you go to learn from other artists and to be approved of by the system. Whereas the art that we make online and now is more immediate and it's kind of self-educating. You meet people who pass on information to you through the process of joining certain groups, which are always open. So what I see as the more interesting, more important art being made now is not necessarily made by people who've had that formal education. And it's learnt more on the fly, and also it requires a knowledge of how to use devices. But most people of a certain age and beyond have devices, and the devices themselves teach us how to look and how to make and the tools that we need. So I think online is far more open than the old art establishment, and I think that's the problem the art establishment is having at the moment, in that it can't really keep up. So the opportunities to learn how to make art are more open now, because the groups that you could join to learn are more numerous, and they're more inclusive generally as well.
Format C, Hacknet.
Format C, Agnet.
Hacknet.
Format C, Agnet.